USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A federal judge ruled that former National Security Advisor John Bolton can move forward in publishing his tell-all book despite efforts by the Trump administration to block the release because of concerns that classified information could be exposed. The decision from U.S. District Judge Royce Lambeth is a victory for Bolton in a case that involved the core First Amendment and national security concerns. But the judge also made it clear his concerns that Bolton had gambled with the national security of the United States by taking it upon himself to publish his memoir without formal clearance from a White House that says it's still reviewing it for classified information. The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, depicts a president whose foreign policy objectives were completely linked to his own political gain. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
As tensions gear up between the two nations, North Korea is preparing to flood the South with mountain-high piles of propaganda leaflets denouncing South Korea's president and North Korean defectors. Many of the leaflets will feature the face of South Korean President Moon Jae-in smeared with cigarette butts. The move comes amid serious escalations in tension between the countries, which are still technically at war, as their 1950 to 1953 conflict ended without any peace treaty. Senator Amy Klobuchar said she personally called presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden to advise he pick a woman of color as his running mate, effectively announcing the end of her vice presidential aspirations. The Minnesota Democrat told MSNBC that she truly believes that it's a moment to put a woman of color on the ticket, and there are so many incredibly qualified women. Stay on top of everything going on around the nation. You can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As summer begins, it's Father's Day weekend, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has information on a survey about the day.
More than half of the Americans surveyed who say they'll celebrate Father's Day say they'll be doing so virtually this year because of COVID-19. The National Retail Federation's annual Father's Day survey also found 77% of consumers will do something for the holiday, but 58% say they won't be doing it in person. I'm Chris Barnes.
A number of Seattle business owners are now warning the city that they're facing a mass exodus as homelessness, drugs, and gangs have taken over the downtown area. And on Fox News, Seattle business owner Joey Rodolfo said the city's troubles began long before demonstrators took over that area, now called the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, otherwise known as CHOP.
In the last 3 years, I've seen the crime rate surge, homelessness slash drugs and gangs take over our downtown, not to mention the destruction of property that's happening here in Seattle and with no consequences. So if you're a store owner or a restaurant in Seattle, these are very, very difficult times.
The protesters, known as CHOP, initially sealed off a 6-city block area in front of the police department's East Precinct following protests over the death of George. Rodolfo said he's asked the mayor many times for help and has not heard back, and so now he plans on moving to Arizona. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.